Good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Always a pleasure and a privilege. Amen. Indeed, an honor. Amen. I just appreciate Brother Myers asking me to come. It's just wonderful. It's a humbling experience. Amen. Because the Lord's been so good to me, and it just gives me an opportunity to do something for the Lord. Amen. And so, amen, I'm here tonight because the Lord saved me. Amen. I'm not here just because Brother Myers asked me to come, but I'm here because I want to be a servant to the Lord. Amen. It's my desire to serve Him. Amen. As He had came down and He had performed a service that no other could perform. I was thinking about Him as we was worshiping the Lord and how the disciples of John must have felt. Amen. When they were there with John in the River Jordan and He began to say, "Behold, amen, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." Come on now. I was wondering how they must have felt when they heard the prophet John speak of the Lamb of God that was going to take away the sin of the world. Amen. They knew they were in a fix and a bind, and they had to do the, amen, all of the works, amen, to stay right with God. Amen. Amen. But this one was going to come, the Holy One of Israel, to come and take away the sin of the world. And we find out that they found great interest because they began to follow Jesus. And Jesus, amen, turned and looked at them and asked them what they were seeking. Amen. They said, "Where dwellest thou?" Amen. I looked across the congregation and you heard that Jesus, the Lamb of God, can take away the sin of the world. Amen. And the first thing you did is you looked, amen, started following after Him and said, "Where dwellest thou?" Amen. I look across the congregation and see a people seeking, amen, for the presence of the Lord. Amen. You're wondering where He dwells and you're wondering where He's at. You're wondering how close can you get to Him and how far away we are. We want to get to a place, amen, that God's glorified in our thoughts. He's glorified in where we go. He's glorified in what we do. He's glorified in every instance of our life because we're called out of the world and into His presence. Amen. We are no longer what we used to be. Amen. Now we're, amen, abiding in Him. And we breathe Christ. Amen. We're walking in Christ. And we love Christ. There was a place where the Bible, amen, Jesus went off to pray. And the disciples got up and followed after Him. And when they found Him, they said, "Lord, all men seek after Thee." And I said, ain't that the way it goes? Everybody in the world is seeking after the Lord. But they don't know, amen, many times of whom, amen, or what they're looking for. Amen. But the Bible said that everybody seeks after Jesus. Some try to find Him in the bottle. Some try to find Him out there in the world. Some try to find Him in different elements of this world. But I'm telling you, friend, you're looking for Jesus, and we need to find Him. Amen. We need to find the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. I want Him tonight. Don't you? Amen. I want to live a good, solid life. Don't you? I mean a good, sanctified life. A good holy life. A life that pleases God. Amen. Amen. And offends the world. Hey, don't you want to offend the world? Amen. Simply by being a peculiar person. Amen. Out there. Amen. Being a witness for the King. You know what one of the glorious things is that we may know Him. Come on now. We there's a lot of folks talks of Him and about Him. But there's only a select few that knows Him. Come on now. Amen. I want to be in the select few that knows, amen, the Lord. Because He is a mighty God. Amen. He's a friend. Amen. That sticketh closer than a brother. We were singing about holding our hand. Amen. I know that I love my wife and I love when she's holding my hands. But there's some places she can't go. Amen. There's some areas in life that she can't help me. Amen. The only one that can help me is Jesus. And I want Him holding my hand. Amen. Amen. The Lord's good. I mean, I hope y'all want to have church tonight. Amen. I do. I was excited about the service all, amen, now for a while, getting ready to come up here and preach and ask God's blessings to be upon us. And I thought it was very fitting to what I'm going to try to preach to us tonight about the way the Lord moved in the service already. Amen. Don't you know, when the Lord's moving, we have to get in there. Amen. Right away. I think Brother Myers touched on that. We need not to let it pass by or get in at the last moment. We need to get in there and allow God to help us. Amen. Because we serve a God that loves you. Amen. We serve a God that knows where you are. And we serve a God that knows what you need. And we serve a God that comes to church. Amen. In His own house. Amen. Don't you believe Jesus is here? Come on now. And we come here looking for Him. And when He's here, we need to make every effort we can to get there where He is. Amen. That we can get a touch from Him in the service tonight. So let's try to preach if we can over there in the book of Luke. I'm going to begin the reading there in chapter 13 and start there at verse 10. Amen. Ask God to help us tonight, because, oh, we serve a great God. Amen. A God that makes us His own. Amen. I'm glad I ain't what I used to be, aren't you? Amen. I'm glad that God's made a change, difference in my life. He's performed miracles after miracle after miracle, because He's a miracle-working God. Amen. He's a miracle-working. He can't help but work miracles. Amen. He is miracles, one after the other. Let's look at that. Y'all found it? Say amen. Verse 10. And He was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift herself. And when Jesus saw her, He called to her, He called her to Him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And He laid His hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Amen. Isn't that nice? She was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed. Amen. And not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to the watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed. And all the people rejoice for all the glorious things that were done by Him. Amen. If you will, stretch your hand forward. Ask God to help us here tonight. God, we love You. Honor You. Amen. We're here tonight because of the divine, amen, function. God, You give us a privilege to be in Your house. We're here tonight seeking after You. I pray, God, that You'll touch some folks here tonight. I pray, God, You'll bless this altar service tonight. God, I pray You'll deliver tonight. I believe, oh God, set free tonight. Amen. Help us, God, to get on fire for You and do Thy work. Amen. And go forth and serve You with a fire and with a zeal and with a great concern for humanity. Help us, Lord, here tonight as we get in the presence of the Lord. Touch us, God, as we preach. Amen. This is Your children, Lord. I'm going to do my best, God, but my best, God, ain't good enough. Amen. With that, You anoint me. And I pray, God, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that You'd bless us tonight. Amen. Amen. Bless this church tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all, very familiar story. Amen. But here's one of the most interesting incidents here of the life of Jesus. Jesus was in a synagogue on the Sabbath day, as it was His custom, teaching. Amen. The crowds gathered around Him with amazement as He taught, as one with authority. Amen. The words were so different than those of the Pharisees and those of the scribes, but He had power and authority. Amen. There was something about Him that acted like a magnet and drew men unto Himself. There was something about Jesus when He was in an area, amen, that began to draw, amen, the people from the world toward Him. Amen. A moment ago I said that Jesus was off praying. We'll find that Jesus was always, amen, He was always praying. He was always preaching. He was always providing. He was always performing miracles. Amen. He is our pattern of life. He is an example for what we must strive for. And if Christ did all of these things, therefore it's laid upon us as children, amen, that's going to do greater things than these. Amen. To do as Christ had done, and to go forth and spread the love of Christ to all. Amen. To love your neighbor as yourself. To give yourself unto God. To commit yourself to the ministry, to give yourself unto the Lord. Amen. I found out the other day, amen, that in the old English, a commitment was not always used. Amen. Before, amen, in the older language, commitment was not there. It was kind of a new phrase. Amen. The word for commitment used to be surrender. Amen. Praise God. It used to be surrender. So when we would say we're committed to something, in those days we'd say we surrender to it. The thing about commitment is that we are committed upon our own terms. Amen. We're committed to the point that we want to go.
to. But when we surrender, we're at the will of Him whom we surrender to. We need to surrender ourselves to Christ, that Christ may be glorified in us. Amen. That God can perform the miracles, amen, that His Son performed. He said, greater things you shall do, amen, than He did, if we'll just seek after Him with all of our heart, with all of our strength and mind, and love one another with all the love that Christ pours in our soul. We'll win them to Christ. They'll be saved from their sin. They'll be delivered from their infirmity. They'll come out from the world. They'll be separated. They won't touch the unclean thing. They will be holy unto God. If His people, amen, is holy, so shall His all the children come on here that come unto the church. Amen. We need God to help us. Jesus was in the synagogue preaching. There was anointing about Him. There was a power on Him, amen, that drew men to Him. Amen. It drew Him to Him. So, but among the churchgoers that day was a woman, the Bible said, who had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. She was bent over and could in no wise lift herself. And when Jesus saw her, He stopped teaching. He just stopped and called her to Him and laid His hands on her. She was healed immediately and made straight. Jesus stopped what He was doing when He saw her. Amen. In our story, the ruler of the synagogue was indignant toward Jesus because He had broken the synagogue rule of healing on the Sabbath day. Amen. Come on now. He was upset that Jesus healed an affliction on the Sabbath day. Come on now. Don't you can come there any day of the week and get healed, but not on the Sabbath day. Not on the day that God made for man. Amen. Amen. Then what Mark said, or Jesus said, amen, over in the book of Mark, He said that the Sabbath was made for man, and the man was not made for the Sabbath. There was a time when a man seeketh rest. A person seeks God, and they come to that place where He is, much like you here tonight. And technically we are in the house on the Sabbath day. Amen. Are we not? Saturday, the Sabbath. We're here tonight seeking after Him. But he was indignant toward Christ because He performed a miracle. But it seemed like the ruler was afraid of Jesus. And he addressed his remarks toward the crowd. He said, there are 6 days in which a man ought to work. Amen. Praise God. And in them, therefore, come and be healed. Yeah, you see what he did here. Amen. He kind of made light of the miracle of Jesus. He made light of what Christ has done. As if they were done by course, or that any, amen, wacko on the side of the mountain could perform this miracle. He didn't even realize this was the best thing that ever came through that synagogue. This was the best thing that ever happened in that synagogue. This was the best thing that ever came through, and he was indignant toward Christ. Amen, already. Amen, he was upset with Him because He was preaching. Amen, he has deeper thoughts than they had. Amen. He knew the word better than they knew it. And they said, who is this unlearned man? How is it that he has this great wisdom and knowledge of the things, amen, of the word? But Jesus is the word. And they couldn't stand him. Amen. Amen. He was indignant toward him. Amen. He was offended. And he began to address the audience instead of Christ. Amen. He made things light. Amen. Oh, sometimes I think it's interesting how folks can make things, the things of God, light. Amen. When they're weighty. Come on now. Amen. Don't then take the things of God and make light of them. We are a chosen people. Amen. Amen. Come on now. We're peculiar. God's called us to be holy. God's called us to be sanctified. God's called us out of the world to be a light to the world. Come on now. Amen. The people make light sometimes about the children of God. And amen, they don't feel like you need to do certain things. Amen. Some might not go to church as much as you do. Amen. They don't feel like you need to be there that much. Make light of it. But we need to be in the presence of God every moment, every chance we get. Because the time is, amen, at hand. And the days in which we live in is evil. And we've got to be prepared. Amen. To be Him. Don't make it light. Amen. A light thing. Amen. He said we need to be sanctified. Amen. Some folks believe you can go to heaven any old way. Amen. But that's not so. We have to go by the way of the cross. We got to die to self and live to God. Amen. To be in a light and illumined, amen, person in this world. Come on now.
Amen. I know I keep getting off what I'm going to preach here tonight, but I do want to preach about the miracles of mercy here tonight. Amen. And I want to talk about the overflow ministry of Jesus Christ. Come on now. There's miracles, amen, working even amongst us here tonight. If we'll just reach up and grab them. If we'll just reach up and take them. If we'll just say, Lord, I've got to have you. We've got to have him, don't you know? I need him more than I need my own next breath. Amen. Christ is to me like oxygen is to my lungs. Come on now. He is my all in all. He's our help in a time of trouble. Amen. Jesus, when he was addressing them, and Jesus was had a very interesting response to him and said, ought not this woman being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Come on now. Jesus noticed something about this woman. He noticed that she was going through something. And he looked at it as the work of the devil. Amen. A lot of times in our day we pass things off as a deformity or just a sickness. Doctors just medicate. Come on now. Amen. Everything that they call it a syndrome. Amen. But Jesus looked directly at it and called it Satan. Amen. Satan had this woman bound for 18 years. She was both bound to where she could not even lift herself. And Jesus identified her situation. Amen. Standing there preaching the word and looked out in the congregation. And he saw a woman suffering. A child. Amen. The daughter of Abraham. Suffering with an infirmity. Suffering under the bonds of Satan. Come on now. And he called her. Amen. By this little thing here, there's three messages that stand out in these scriptures tonight. And I want to show us, amen, real fast. I don't want to hold you long. But it shows us, amen, that Jesus had a tremendous love for those who are suffering, amen, in this life. Jesus has an overflow, amen, ministry, amen, about him. His whole life is ministry. His whole life was miracles. His whole life was saving. His whole life, amen, consisted of bringing humanity in the right standing of God. Amen. But I want us to look at the first message here was the picture of the overflowing ministry of Jesus. Amen. We know that God gave him some assignments. Amen. Amen. To do when he came. Amen. One was to redeem the souls of men. The other was to give us the true revelation of God. Amen. The Old Testament picture of God was incomplete. Amen. And Jesus portrayed him as a loving and heavenly Father interested in each one of us individually. Amen. He came to show whom God was because Jesus, amen, was, amen, the image of the invisible God. He was, he said, you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Amen. He was the actual illustration of God, the Father, amen, incarnate, amen, about doing good, amen. He didn't come to condemn the world, amen, but that the world might be saved through him, amen. I'm not coming in here, I wouldn't preach a condemning doctrine, amen, or a message, but I preach a message of Jesus, and I lift him up because he said, amen, I'll draw all men unto myself. Amen. We lift up Jesus, and we've got the power here tonight to lift him up. He'll draw us to him and make a difference in our life. Amen. So he wants to, amen, create the portrait of the Father here on earth. Amen. But aside from the major assignments, his overflow ministry is one of the most beautiful, amen, lessons in the life of Christ. He teaches us to overflow in his love. Come on now. We've got to love, amen, people. We've got to love them and bring them out to where they are. Amen. Jesus never condemned nobody. Amen. But he was always about bringing them and picking them up and bringing them up out of the world. Amen. There was a time, amen, if I used the mentality, amen, just love those that was lovable, I would have never been saved. I would have never gotten a hold of nobody because there was a time, amen, that I was in no good. Amen, good for nothing. Amen, sinner. Amen, down in the gutter. And nobody liked me. But God, amen, loved me. Come on now. And he put a love in my heart for me to love others. And that's what I do. I love them because he loved them first. Amen. He called me, amen, to reach them. Come on now. And love them. He did. Come on now. He teaches us to love. Amen. And create this story. The image of Jesus. What a magnificent, magnificent Jesus he is. Amen. We understand that I don't believe that this story, amen, was written anywhere else but here in the book of Luke. Speaking about that and a lot of times how the They've got the four Gospels anointed and inspired of God, speaking of Jesus and showing us and painting a portrait, if you will, of Jesus, creating an image in our heart and mind of the Son of God and why He came and who He was and what He was about and what He expected us to do and all of those things. He created a portrait, amen, but in there, amen, the still, as anointed as the Bible is, amen, the still, the picture of Jesus is still incomplete. Amen, there's still an opportunity that God would give you and I a chance to take that spiritual brush and begin to paint upon that place, amen, right there, and add a color of Jesus that's never been added because of what Jesus did in your life that nobody else could see and nobody else understood. He would give us an opportunity to begin to paint a portrait or add to, amen, the portrait of Jesus Christ, and give us an opportunity to stand in the gap, come on here, and begin to paint Him and love Him. In our story here tonight, it paints a beautiful picture of Jesus' love toward humanity. Come on now. We find here that He was in the synagogue to teach men how to live, to teach men about God. He saw a sufferer, amen, in His congregation. Amen. He saw a sufferer in the congregation, and He stopped teaching. Amen. As Moses had stopped and turned aside, so did Jesus. He stopped and He turned aside. Amen. And He said, you know, because Jesus, amen, suffered. Amen. For suffering humanity. That's why He came. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. He was preaching, teaching men. And out of the congregation, out of the eye of the spiritual aisle of Christ, He saw a sufferer in the congregation. He saw somebody that nobody even paid attention to. Everybody was used to her. Everybody had seen her before. She's been here a long time. We don't even consider her ailment anymore. We don't even think about her infirmity anymore. We've laid hands on her. We prayed. We don't even worry about her anymore. Looks like she's just going to have that, amen, that deformity. But Jesus came in that synagogue and began to preach the Word of God. Amen. And He saw her suffering. And He stopped what He was doing. And He called her by name. Or He called her. Come on now. He called that woman. It does not appear that she had made any application at all, amen, for Him. Or had any expectation at all for Him, amen. And I've thought about that many times. We get in a place in our spiritual life, amen, that we just got used to it. Amen, we just got used to not praying as we ought to. We just got used to not fasting. We just got used to not feeling the presence of God. We just got used to the world. We just got used to the sins around us. Come on now. We just get used to those things and we don't even think about them anymore. Come on here, like her. She have no expectation at all. Perhaps when she went to the house of God, there may be somebody here tonight. You came without any expectation at all. Amen. You came in here. Amen. If God touches me, that's great. But I'm not going to make any kind of move toward Him. Amen. If He wants to come to my pew, that's wonderful. Amen. But to see, come on, this woman was there at the right place at the right time. I don't know if Jesus ever passed by that synagogue again. She may have never seen Him again. She may have, amen, missed her opportunity to be delivered from the bondage of Satan. Amen. If she had missed that service. Come on now. She might have missed that service, that opportunity. Amen. To get herself straightened out. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But Jesus, amen, He was accustomed to stopping things. Come on now. Amen. He was accustomed to stopping things right in the midst of the agenda, right in the midst of the program. Jesus will stop it. Come on now. Amen. Jesus will stop. Why? Because He sees suffering. And when He sees suffering, He stops everything. Come on now. He stops and He begins to reach.
He begins to call out on you. We have a service here tonight. I thought it was interesting the way the Holy Ghost started to move around here. There was some, amen, our brother spoke of a miracle. He said, I need a miracle. God stopped the service. Amen. I don't know if you realized it or not, but we were moving right along. Amen. But brother said, I need a miracle. And the service stopped. Amen. And Jesus came in the house. Right then and there, he said, I see a sufferer in my congregation. I see somebody that needs a hand. I see somebody that needs a touch. Amen. Of the Holy Ghost tonight. He stopped by because of the suffering a person in the house of God. Come on now. He stopped everything. Amen. I found that he had stopped the funeral. Amen. Because of the mental anguish that was taking place in the minds of those that loved that one they were carrying to the grave. Jesus stopped it. Another time he was walking through Jericho and there was a blind man crying out to him. And he stopped the crowd. The crowd tried to hush him and he called him forth and delivered him. Come on now. Jesus was there. He stopped everything. He was on his way to Jairus to heal a daughter, a woman with an issue of blood. Amen. Reached up and touched the him of his garment, and he stopped and said, who touched me? Come on here. God, this will stop everything for you. Amen. He'll stop everything for you. Come on here. Praise the Lamb of God. We got to understand when Jesus comes by, we cannot let it go. When the Spirit of God is moving, we cannot allow ourselves to miss the opportunity to get to where he is. We can't afford it. Come on now. We can't afford to wait to the next service. If the woman in her mind would have said, I'll get right or I'll go up and call him on the next time service begins. See, Jesus might not have been there. He was always moving, helping people that needed and wanted help. This woman was bowed down and couldn't no wise lift herself. Oh God. She needed help from the Master. We find here in the second little message that come out of there would be the incident of the power of Christ to straighten that which was crooked. Come on now. He's got the power to straighten that which was crooked. And we understand that he was talking, of course, of the incident refers to the physical body. Amen. That was twisted and bent and crooked. And amen. And indeed, that's a glorious message. God can heal the body. And that Jesus can straighten out crooked bodies. But it's even more glorious that he can make and straighten out crooked lives. Come on now. It's even more glorious to know that he can take our life and change us. Amen. Glory to God. Both messages are written all over this incident because Jesus himself said of this woman that she was bound of Satan. Lo, these 18 years. The congregation has done ruled it out. As an illness, as something that takes place, something that's unavoidable, something that can't be fixed. But Jesus saw it as Satan working against the children of Abraham, God's chosen children. And we come in here tonight, amen. And we've got ailments and we've got problems and we've got all of these things going on in our life. Amen. We might call it one thing, but Jesus looks at it and calls it something completely different. Amen. A lot of times we don't want to be told, amen, that perhaps that's the devil. Amen. Perhaps the devil, amen, is binding you in some way, in some area in your life. Amen. You can't get a hold of it. You can't get free from it. Amen. You don't want to say it's the devil. I would rather say I'm down with the flu. I'd rather say that I'm just, amen, just a little down today. Amen. But Jesus calls it like it is. And he said it's the devil. Amen. And he has stopped you from going further. Amen. Than he, amen, wants you to go. We got to get to a place and realize, amen, that this is the devil. Because what we're fighting is not flesh and blood. Come on now. Amen. The things in which we're fighting here tonight is nothing but the devil. Amen. And we're getting close to the end. He knows his time is short. And he's coming against, amen, the people. And God called him out on it. Jesus said, it's nothing but the devil. Amen. And I can imagine that woman as she was there, man, going into the synagogue. I don't know if she was there to worship. I don't know if she was there. Amen. Because that's what they did on the Sabbath day. Amen. I don't know what her, amen, her purpose was. Amen. But she probably didn't know that Jesus was going to heal her that day. She probably didn't realize that God has already purposed in His heart to be there for her. Come on now. She didn't even realize what was about to take place, but she was there. And I can almost understand or hear that devil, amen, whispering in her ear, saying, don't you look up there. Amen. Don't you look up there. Don't you look up there. Amen. Amen. He's trying to keep her bound down. He's trying to keep her in a place that she can't lift up her hands and worship God. It might be somebody here tonight. The devil's already spoke to you and said, don't you go up there. Don't you get up there. Amen. I don't want you up there tonight. Amen. Wait till another time. Wait for the Lord to move again. Amen. Talk you out of your blessing. Talk you out of your deliverance. Talk you out of a place that you could have been with God. Amen. Because the devil's bound you up and you can't lift yourself. You can't love God like you want to love Him because the devil's got you bound. Come on now. Amen. We wonder sometimes. We say, well, the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And indeed there is. But we get to a place where we don't have no liberty to worship God. I'm going to tell you, the devil's in the midst of that. The devil's in the midst of that. Amen. If we can't lift up our hands and past our problems and lift and love God, the devil's in the midst of that. Come on now. The devil's in there. Come on now. And we got to acknowledge Him for what He is. Amen. He's a disruption. Amen. He's an obstruction of justice. Amen. He don't want you to get to where you need to be with God. You came here tonight. I believe every heart in here has a desire to know Christ and to be all you can be for the Lord. Amen. But the devil's got other plans for you. He don't want you to get close to God. He doesn't want you to know Him with that intimate knowledge. Because the more you know about God, the more you love Him. Amen. The more you love Him, the more you seek Him. The more you seek Him, the more that you desire to be in His presence. Come on here. Amen. When you get in that place of being in the presence of God, you can't help it. Amen. But love Him in every opportunity that we gather. Come on, we gather because the Lord has made a difference in our life. I say, oh, that's why I'm here. I'm not here for any other purpose. You know that? I'm here because God loved me. And I love Him and I love you. And I desire for you, amen, to have all you can in the presence of God. Come on now, in the presence of the Lord, amen, is a fullness of joy. Amen. We're in a place where we're walking in the Spirit of the Lord. We can't help but be, amen, happy. We can't help but be full of joy. And you look at the world that we're living in. It's full of sin. It's full of murder. It's full of all kinds of ungodliness. Amen. But we're living and we're still enjoying the presence of God. Amen. The angels of the Lord, amen, stand before His throne, brother. And they say, holy, holy, holy. Amen. Is the Lord God Almighty. Heaven and earth is full of His glory. Amen. We might look at that and say, how can He say that earth is full of His glory? How can they say that earth, with all the murders, the killings, and all of those gun things that happen, how can they say it's full of His glory? I'll tell you why. It's because they're in His presence. Amen. They're in His presence. That's why they can say it's full. When I'm walking in the presence of God, all I see is glory. Come on now. All I see is glory and honor and holiness. Amen. The more I get close to Him, the more I know I got to have Him more. Every time I get down and get a hold of Him in prayer, I know I got to have Him more. I know I need more of the Lord. Amen. I don't want to be called. Amen. I don't want no world in me at all. Amen. When God comes, amen, I want to be like His Son. I want to be full of love. Amen. Come on now. I want to love everybody in this day. Come on. Come on, we love them and still tell them the truth, can't we? We love them because we tell them the truth. Come on now. Don't we, Brother Myers? We love them. Amen. I wouldn't want no preacher to preach me something that wasn't true. I got to have the truth. If it hurts me, let it hurt, let it hurt. I got to have it tonight. Praise God. That woman might not have realized that that knot was her knot. It might be somebody in here tonight you didn't realize earlier that that was a good opportunity to get what you needed with God. But as y'all say around here, and I feel it, man, my church, amen. Well, we'll just have church right on, amen. Ain't nothing for us to get out of church 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Come on now, ain't nothing for that, amen. I'm not saying I'm gonna preach that long. I'm not, amen. But when the Holy Ghost is moving, we're not dictated by the clock, amen. We're just in the glory world. I want you to see that this woman didn't come with that on her heart and mind. You may not either. You may not have been like the brother here tonight. I said, I'm going to the house of God. Amen. I know where my help is. You might have just came tonight because you love the Lord. Amen. This was a woman here. He didn't say that she was saved. She didn't say anything about her altogether. But he said that she was a daughter of Abraham, which made her a child of God. Amen. You in this place tonight, you are a child of God. Amen. Being the child of God. Amen. The devil had her bound. Amen. I want us to know that there can be a place in our life, even though we love God, even though we're seeking after Him, the devil can still have a foothold in our life. He can still be there. And we can't ignore Him as if He's not there. We have to kick Him out. Come on now. Jesus touched her, man. She was delivered. She was made straight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He can do it. He can straighten out lives. I mean, this is one of the greatest messages of Christianity. One that should be sounded from every pulpit. Amen. Not only that there is power in the blood to deliver us from all sin. Amen. But also, there's power of God to break the bonds of Satan and set us free. Come on now. God can break the bonds, destroy the bonds of Satan and set us free. Amen. We got people professing to the born again experience, but yet are still under some kind of bondage to Satan. Come on now. Not saying anybody's backslid. But if you are, acknowledge that, let's get right with God. But there's going to be times in your life, there's going to be things in your life you can't shake. And you don't understand why. You're going to say, I'm doing everything I can. I'm praying, fasting. But yet there's still something dragging. There's still something got me bound. I've still got something there that's just kind of keeping me from going all the way with God. Come on now, that's the devil. We got to look to it like it is, as Satan. Jesus called him out. He stopped the service. He said, you're going to be delivered tonight. The devil said, don't go up there. But Jesus said, not tonight, devil. She's mine. Amen. You might came here tonight in a way that you don't like to be. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus is going to say, not tonight, devil, because she or he is mine. And they're going to be delivered tonight. You believe that? You believe that the Lord's got the power to deliver you? Amen. He's got it. A lot of times we just have to identify what it is. And once we identify that it's the devil, we need to break him loose, don't we? Come on now. We need to worship the Lord. I found that like the devil, he likes to go a lot of places with me, but he don't like me when I'm praising God. He don't want to hang around when I'm reading my Bible. He don't want to get around me when I'm down there fervently praying and seeking for God's direction. Come on now. He can't handle that kind of stuff. Amen. But those that are lukewarm, indifferent, don't really care about much, you are his prime target here tonight. Amen. If he can get in your mind and get in your heart, get in that place and to redirect your attention, amen, away from God and furthering yourself in his kingdom, he'll do it here tonight. And you and the doctor will call it a syndrome, amen. He'll call it this, that, the other, amen. But Jesus called it the devil. Amen. So I'm going to call it the devil here tonight. If there's something in between you and God, it can only be one thing, and that's the devil. Come on now, if there's something preventing you from going on for the Lord, it's got to be one thing, the devil, right? Come on, let's call it like it is. Amen. Begin to throw down, amen, our hands, amen, to the devil. Say, yeah, you got to get out of here. We got to break the bonds of this enemy. Amen. God can do it. Amen. He will do it. He sent me here to tell you he'll do it. Amen. That's why I believe. Amen. Tonight, you're not. Amen. He's a miracle. Hey man, I want to tell you, miracles of mercy is his thing. He had mercy on each and every one of us somewhere along the way, and he offered us a salvation. Hey man, we couldn't refuse, and we're here tonight. Hey man, and we're part of his overflow ministry. Hey man, of Christ here. And I'm thankful. He called it like it was. Hey man, we can be free from the enemy. And I know that through the council room of every minister, always limps a continual stream of men and women that are bound or handcuffed by some habit. Amen. Some appetite or some sin that hinders them from serving God. Amen. Amen. They, you know, sin, it kind of makes them prisoners, if you will, and has hung chains too heavy on their necks to be carried. Amen. They need to know that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can set them free tonight. He can lift you up and make you straight. Break the bonds of Satan. Jesus can do that tonight. Come on now. He's already done a great work. Amen. But we need a finished work here tonight on some of the hearts of God's people.
You might feel, well, you might have ever been thinking already about what places in your life that you know that God's not pleased with. There's areas in your life that you wished you had control over, but you seem like you just can't get control over that one area. Amen. There tonight's the night. We're going to get control of it by the glory of God. Amen. There's a place in your life, a habit that you can't hardly seem to break. Amen. Tonight's the night that God's going to deliver you if you desire to be so. Come on now. You say, yeah, you know, I like to get in there and worship God more and praise God more. Come on now. Let's get the devil out of our life, out of our way. Amen. We can do that tonight. Do you believe that? Praise God. Praise the Lord. Let's worship Him. The Lord is so good to us. I know I'm going to give you the short version tonight. Praise God. God's good to us. The third message, I want to look at this. Amen. We'll look at this third message. The message would be the blessings of God usually flows in channels. The blessings of God flows in channels here tonight. And we can miss them if we stay away from them. Oh, we understand and we're sure that God is everywhere. At every time, there's no place we can go. Psalmist said, if I make my bed in hell, thou art there. Come on. Amen. Thou art there. We know that He's everywhere. He's here tonight. Whether He delivers anybody or He don't, He don't change the fact that He's here among us to do the work. Come on now. He's here among us. Be sure that there's no place on earth the presence of God can't go. He's here. Amen. Come on. We're here tonight. Some of us are just numbered and not present. Come on now. Some of us is here because we're supposed to be here on a Saturday night. This is the last service of the month. Amen. We're here. We're numbered, but we're not present because we haven't got into the glory of the Lord. We need the Holy Ghost to begin to open that channel again for us. Amen. To deliver and break bondages. Amen. We've got to break the bond of the devil. Come on now. We've got to do it. We can't set and make bond for the devil when he's in that prison. We got to get him out of our life once and for all. Amen. There was a thing. We got to get into the stream. Got to get into the channel. Praise God. We understand this woman could have stayed home from the synagogue that particular day. And she did have a good excuse. There might be some here that are not here tonight because of an excuse. One or the other might be a good excuse. We might understand. Amen. They might be too sick to get out of bed. Come on now, there might be. They certainly, those at the synagogue, probably would not have criticized her a bit for not being there, but she came. And that was the day that the Lord called her out to heal her. Amen. Those that are at the house, amen, we need to get around them and pray. Amen. That God would deliver them. Amen. Heal them. Well, amen. We've got a miracle making Father in heaven. Amen. That's His thing. That's what He does best is miracles. Amen. I'm expecting to perform a miracle here tonight. Come on, they put themselves in the channel of blessings. Amen. She would have missed that service. She probably would have missed it all. You're here tonight. I'm glad to see you. And God can help you. You're in the right place at the right time. I don't know, like I said, I don't know if Jesus ever passed that synagogue again. And we can't leave here thinking that we'll get right next time. We'll pray about this problem that I have next time. May not be next time. Come on. We have to pray now. There's one thing in particular that the devil loves to do, and that he loves us to steal worship. Take your heart away from God just a little to make you, you know, too tired to worship. And that is one of the greatest things that we can do as a people of God is to worship Him. Amen. With all of our heart and spirit and truth, standing in there and worshiping Him. But we found that this woman was bound by the devil and she was bowed down and she could in no wise lift herself up. There's some in here tonight that you cannot lift yourself up. You want to worship God. You're here tonight because you came to worship Him, but yet there's something bowing you down that you can't lift yourself up. Amen. Maybe somebody in here tonight that says, I would love to worship God in the liberty in which they speak, but there's something bowing me down. It ain't nothing but the devil. Come on now. She was bowed down, but what did the Bible say? I'm going to close right here in a moment. What did the Bible say? Jesus called her and said, woman, thou art loosed of your infirmity. He laid His hands on her and she straightened out. The Bible said, and He immediately straightened out. She immediately began to glorify God. Amen. We look and we will say, you know, there's a problem. I used to be able to worship God better and more than fervently than I do now, but I've seemed like I can't do it. There's a problem there. This ain't nothing but the devil. I think if we get him out of our life, we'll be able to straighten up, later raise our hands up and begin to worship him again and love him again and worship and glorify him again. Come on now. We're in a place here tonight that God, amen, gave us opportunity to get in the channels of blessing. Amen. The channels of blessing here tonight. Jesus has been by. He ain't gone nowhere. Don't never think just because he comes and he moves and he goes back to heaven and sits there on the throne for next week. He is here among us tonight. Just because he moved earlier, amen, don't mean he won't move again. Amen. Just because you didn't get in earlier, don't mean you can't get in again. Come on now. Amen. That's the devil. If the devil says that, he ain't gonna do nothing for you, amen, we need to rebuke him and say that Jesus said, I will set you free. And whom the Son set free is free indeed. Come on here tonight. We can do that. Amen. In the presence of the Lord. Come on now. And I think that when God's children are loosed again, they worship and they glorify the Lord. Amen. But when they're bowed down by the devil, amen, they can't find it within themselves to lift them up. Come on now. And I'm not saying this to, amen, embarrass anybody or say you ain't right, amen, or your back's, that ain't even my purpose at all. I just want you to see, amen, that there's an issue there that Christ can fix, and immediately you can stand up again and worship him. Come on now. Amen. You can get to a place here tonight if you just allow God to touch you, amen, and loose you and set you back upon the right place, amen. We can do it in the name of Jesus here tonight. Come on now. We can. Hey man, I'm through. Come on now, we're gonna get a hold of God here tonight. Hey man, if you got something going on, let's get it right with God. Hey man. Praise the Lord. Come on, Pastor Myers. Come around here. Amen. Let's get a hold of God here tonight. Can't we? Can we just go ahead and lift our hands again and love him? Come on here.
Praise the Lord. You stand to your feet tonight. Someone's coming around to the piano tonight. Is there anybody here tonight can tell me what this woman's name was? I'll give you $10. She didn't have no name. He said that woman who's bowed together with a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. You ever meet anybody before? They got something wrong with them. Got a condition. Oh, I know that guy. That's that guy that's got big hands. That's that guy with bald head. That's that guy with a big nose. That's that guy with them funny ears. As comical as that may sound, I'm going to tell you something. People get known by certain things about them. You know I'm telling you, right? There's some of you here tonight. There's some people in your life, you can't remember their name to save your life, but there's certain things. That's that guy who lives over in so-and-so. I know him. That's that guy. Every time I see him, he's wearing a blue shirt. Known by certain qualities. Known by certain characteristics.